Welcome to the In Between Podcast. I'm Astrid.
And I'm Alexis. And we're two best friends on a journey to living a fun, intentional life.
We know it's easier to share on a season of life once it's behind you. But what about when you're in the middle of the growth, confusion, and decision making?
This lifestyle podcast is for the everyday gal who loves to travel, talk about business, relationships, fashion, and everything in between.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the In Between Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Astrid.
And the other half, Alexis.
And today we are starting to shift into summer mode and setting our summer intentions. I am so excited for this episode, the intentionality that it will hold as we step into a new season, and just taking the space to dream. I think sometimes as adults, we just bounce from one season to the other, and then next thing we know, it's winter and we didn't get the things accomplished. So bringing in a little bit of that lightheartedness that summer can bring whenever we used to be in school and you're stepping into, you know, like all the summer activities into adulthood. So I am so, so excited for today's episode.
Me too. Summer mode is activated, and I am very excited to discuss like the shift in energy that comes with summer as well. I feel like there's an element of connection. It's like getting out and about, like whether you're just doing more outside of the house, it's no longer winter, like you are fully out and being connected in your community, trying new things. And then there's also like a restful element, I think, of summer as well, where I'm like, okay, where am I getting some relaxation? Like, where am I being intentional with my rest, getting more sleep, taking breaks, taking time off work? Like, there's just more of that, I think, that happens in the summer than it does maybe in the spring or the fall. So I'm looking forward to this.
Me too. But before we get started, you want to do a little life update, or should we jump straight into In Between Pod?
No, we can life update it.
Or In Between Pod.
Life update. Let's see. Matthew and I had like the perfect weekend, and I feel like we'll have a few of these every so often, but we literally just had like the best weekend. We had equal parts hosting friends, like we got a grill, so we grilled out. I got lunch with a friend on Saturday and then went to Sephora. And I have been like, it was a time at Sephora where I didn't rush through it. And I'm also not doing a no spend month. So I was like, let's spend some time in here.
Same after Paris. No spend.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I did not do a no spend month. I'm not doing a no spend.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I'm going to give myself some space to just like be in Sephora. And I don't really remember the last time I've just let myself do that. Cause I'm like, I get in there and I got to get all my things and get out so I don't overspend. And I had all of these like things saved on TikTok of like, look into this and try this like next time you're in Sephora. And I did. And I bought a new like serum, and I bought a new body and like hair mist spray that I have used every day that I got it. It was like, I love it. And then Matthew and I stayed in bed until like noon on Sunday. This is life with no kids.
Yes.
Literally, I was like, it was like 9. We had woke up at 8. We started reading. He's reading a book. Is there anything more hot than a guy reading a book? I don't know. But we were both reading, and I was reading my Kindle, and I looked over at him, and I was like, this is literally perfect. I could not make up a more perfect Sunday morning. And I was like, I don't know, maybe coffee though. And I wasn't even trying to be like passive. And he was like, oh yeah, I'm going to go make us coffee. Comes up with a tray, makes like pancakes and that were frozen. Like pops them in the toaster, makes pancakes, makes some yogurt parfait, cuts up all this fruit, brings me my coffee. I was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. And it was so, it was just like, we read in bed till noon, Astrid.
It was awesome. You're on a rom-com.
I know. I was like, you're definitely like bringing my rom-com dreams to life. But it was good that we just like prepped for the week. I'm also in my green juice era. Got a juicer.
Yes.
And it's fun. We just like put on a fun playlist. It is kind of a lot of work. It's a lot of work. I don't want to romanticize the juicing. You got to cut everything up, clean it. And then the juicing process itself takes a while as well, but it's kind of like therapeutic. So have you ever used a juicer? Have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I have.
I feel like you would love it.
I think I would love it too, but I am telling myself a no. I'm on a no spend.
Ah,
so after Paris, I was like, we're gonna, you know, reel it back in. Reel it back in. So after my no spend, I'm gonna get the juicer because I used to do it straight up with like my blender and then a how do you say that in English? Like the
cloth,
the flavor.
Yeah, like you almost like put it through like a cloth filter and then like get out all the like gross stuff.
Yes, yes. So I used to do that like manually and I still will do it, especially in the summer because I'm craving fresh juice. So there's a cucumber, lime, water. It's like an agua fresca type of juice that I love to make. So I used to make it manually. And whenever you posted about it, I was like, oh, maybe this is my sign. So we'll see. I'll update. Maybe after my no spend, I'll get it. But it is time consuming.
It is. I would say start to finish from like, and this is with Matthew and I. So this is like a caveat. It probably takes 30 minutes to make three tall bottles.
30 minutes?
Mm-hmm. 30 to 45.
Oh. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. It's like it's a process. You have to wash, cut, and then put everything in like small pieces at a time.
Yeah.
But then we pour all the juice into like a large pitcher so that it's all evenly distributed. And then we pour it into the glasses. Anyways, I love it. I feel like a scientist for some reason. I'm like, it's just my experiment.
Is there a science experiment?
I don't know. But I'm like, I am making a
little cucumber pop into my eye.
I'm turning this solid into a liquid.
This is life in your 30s for Alexis.
Okay, weekend update, life update on your end. How has it been like jumping back into life after Paris?
Yeah, well, I feel like I didn't fully adjust from jet lag until like Saturday of last week. And that was a little rough. But at the same time, I loved getting back into an earlier schedule overall. We did a date night on Saturday, which was so nice after being away for so long. I wore some of my new like Paris outfits.
Ooh, and we
were going to go on a picnic, but then it started pouring. So
we shifted.
Yeah. And then
what'd you wear? Nick, really quick, important details. What'd you wear?
So I wore the black silk skirt, like midi skirt.
Ooh, cute.
With like the light purple and white bandana.
Oh, yeah. Like the one that had like bandana. The little. Yes. Okay. Cute.
Yeah. Like very light purple and white. And then I like did like a slick back. And then I did a very like soft pink lipstick, which like the top had some like pink on it. But yeah, we went from one spectrum to the other. Like we were going to do a picnic, very relaxed, but still cute. And then it started pouring. He's like, well, you want to just dress up tonight? And so we went like full on dress up and I was like in heels and everything. So it was really, really fun. Had lucky girl syndrome too, because, they were booked for Mother's Day and they're like, well, I guess like you guys can go on the bar. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just go to the bathroom real quick. Come out of the bathroom, someone had just called because they don't want to drive in the rain. And they're like, oh, we got a table for you. I was like, this is the best thing ever.
I love when that happens.
So, yeah,
I love that. Or it's like you get to a restaurant like that has table service. This happened to us twice this weekend. We went up to order. Oh. And then as soon as we got there, there was like a line of 15 people after us. And I feel like I'm like an older person. I'm like, well, we made it here just in time. You know, but –
absolutely same. But yeah, the thing I am most looking forward to is next week we're going to 38 Rosemary Beach area.
Yay.
Which is one of my favorites. It has become one of my favorites. And so Nick has never been, and we're driving down on Wednesday and then coming back the following Tuesday and doing Memorial Day weekend there. So beach vibes, vegging out, just like taking one day at a time. Did get some dinner reservations, so we're good there. But good. Just gonna explore. Yeah.
Oh, that's
super excited for that.
Like nothing hits like a beach vacation, especially like an actual relaxing beach vacation where you're not going to like do a bunch of things. You're going to lay. I am going to be horizontal. Yes.
That is the goal of this trip, is just be horizontal.
Yeah. I want to be in the sand, in the sun, with some sort of like cold beverage on ice and a book. That just sounds perfect.
Absolutely. And I love a sunset or a sunrise. So we're doing a lot of like sunrise, sunset dates at the beach, which I'm super excited for.
I love that. You're inspiring to me. Okay, what are you in between right now? I'm in between a lot.
Okay. Same. I'm like, which one do I choose? Okay, I'm going to just deep dive and step away from like the lightheartedness a little bit and just open up to our community. It was a hard like past 24 hours. A lot of our listeners, if you've been listening for some time, know that I went through a divorce in 2020 and went through extensive therapy and have gone through like a really long journey through that. And for the past year, it's felt a little bit more distant. It's felt like I have come a really long way. Mm-hmm. And before, I used to experience so many triggers very often. And so I had to go through that, but I hadn't done that as much or experienced it as much in this past year. And so anyway, this past weekend, I experienced a trigger out of nowhere. And I think it was just a reminder of like what I've been through, and at the same time, a reminder that I have learned so much on how to deal with that. But this was the first time that my partner or like anybody was there during a trigger. And I think that I learned the power of having someone that you love help you through that and hold you through that and speak words of life to you and speak the truth about those moments into your life. And it was so healing. And I feel like those triggers before would have taken me like a week to get through. And this time it was like a 24 hour. I mean, it was rough, but it was like, I had the tools. I had a support next to me. I had someone walking me through it, and I was putting the work through that. And so there's a lot of layers to it that it brought up and that I now feel in between and that I need to take some next steps on. And at the same time, I feel like for anyone that has experienced a traumatic event before and then you experience the trigger from it later on, it can be frustrating because it feels like, oh, it's not over yet, right? And like, oh, when is this going to ever stop? And I was reminded this weekend of something that really helped me at the beginning of my healing process, which is you can forgive something that happened, but the impact of that you'll never know the full impact of that. And that will take, it's like an onion, like it takes so many layers throughout your life. Mm-hmm. And as you move through certain milestones, like you will have certain impacts of that to heal. And so I think this was one layer of that. And so while it can feel, oh, I'm back on, you know, ground zero, it's not ground zero. This is just another layer of an impact of something that deeply was traumatic and hurtful.
Right.
And so, yeah, so I think that even though it was extremely hard and painful to go through that, I'm learning the power of vulnerability, the power of letting people into the messy in-betweens of having someone just hold you while you cry, let it out, make you help you feel safe. And that I think that for a long time, I felt like I had to protect and defend myself and like, I'm going to cope through this on my own. And then afterwards, explain to my community in a pretty bow, like what I went through and how I plan to move forward. Right. And then now it was just more, here's where I'm at. I'm feeling this way. I don't have it wrapped up in a pretty bow. Just hold me. And so, so it was a very complex weekend, a lot of emotions, a lot of things that felt far away are now a little bit near, and I'm dealing through that, but it's life, and I'm grateful to have the people around me that I do that can offer so much love and support.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you. It's hard to talk about those triggers because, like you mentioned, because there's distance between you and what happened doesn't mean that you don't still feel it and feel it unexpectedly. You know, like you can go to therapy and you can heal and you can do all of the intentional work that you have. And there will be moments that are unexpected and out of our control that we still feel like we're back in that moment years ago. And I'm so thankful that you have a partner that will sit with you in that and that will comfort you in that and not try to fix it too. And even you, like, not try to fix it. Like, I love your focus on, like, it's okay for this to look messy. It's okay for it to be messy. And I want to invite trusted people into the process with me while I'm in the mess. And not, there's like an element of like, I want to, the perception of like, I'm okay though. You know, like, yeah. I went through this, this is really hard, but I'm okay. And it's, I think, like, what you experienced this weekend and how I witnessed it, you know, off this podcast is like, it was kind of your growth in a way of being like, this happened and I'm not okay about it. And I will be, but I'm not okay right now. And I think that part of the process of healing is so beautiful. And I'm really proud of you.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for that. And I wasn't sure if I was going to share that on the pod today.
Yeah.
And I think that unfortunately, so many of us experience traumatic events. And I feel like knowing and maybe hearing it, perhaps someone out there needs this reminder of, if you're feeling those feelings or when it comes up again, it's normal. It does not negate the work that you've put in, the amount of things that you have healed through.
Yeah.
And lean on your community, because there's nothing more isolating than that. And I also think that perhaps part of what helped me get through it so quickly was the fact that I had someone to help me through it and be like, mm-hmm. okay, even as simple as like, what do we need to do to like help you? Like, what do you need? Do we need to go for a walk? Like, we need to clean this up. We need to set this up. Okay, great. Like, let's do that. And before, it would have taken me like 2 days for me to get there to be like, okay, Astrid, this is what we're going to do. So just healthy reminder to reach out, to lean on others. There's so much beauty in that community that we have access to.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for you too. Like the fact that you showed up for me yesterday and have always shown up for me there. And you're like, whenever you need to talk, I'm here for you. And I could just be so frank and honest with you about where I was at is something I'm so grateful for in our friendship.
Me too. I think there's a lot of freedom to be transparent when you have trust. And I think like when you are in trusted relationships with people, you give yourself the freedom and permission to be more transparent and allow them to see you in your whole entirety. Because like whenever we don't trust someone or we don't really know if we can trust them, we're a lot less likely to be transparent with them about how we're doing. And I think it just speaks to you and speaks to our friendship of just the ability to be transparent. I think that's like such a gift.
Absolutely. I love you so much. what are you doing?
I don't know, girl. I guess I'll go deep as well in a different way. I feel constantly in this interesting battle of like, am I doing enough? I journaled this morning. Actually, I'm going to read it because I feel like this is like helpful to people that are on a journey through figuring out what they want to do with their life. We've got an incoming call. It's okay.
I am so sorry.
It's part of life. It's all right. Okay. Journal from this morning. When I'm not in an intentional creative pursuit, I feel like I'm not being strategic with my time or like there's something I'm supposed to be doing. But when I am in an intentional creative pursuit, I tend to avoid whatever I'm supposed to be pursuing. It is such an interesting dance. Which one is better? Which one helps me progress? Which one gives me more peace? Is peace and calm possible alongside passionate pursuits? And I'm like, that's how I feel right now, where I like, I just want to feel calm and peaceful. And I think there's so much about being an entrepreneur and creative and like, leaving your mark on the world that like doesn't actually feel peaceful to me at all, and hasn't. So I'm trying to figure out like where that fits in. You know, I know this probably sounds really nuanced, but like, how do I want to show up on Instagram? And like, what do I want to be doing in my free time outside of work that still like feels like it's feeding towards my entrepreneurial gifts, but also I don't want it to feel chaotic. Like, I guess I just don't want to sacrifice a lot of the habits that I've built and a lot of the relationships that I've built. And I feel like sometimes when you do go all in on creative endeavors or businesses, like something ends up taking a hit. And I don't know, maybe I'm just like overprotective. I'm just in between like figuring out where I sit with a lot of that right now.
Absolutely. That is such a great point to bring in of like, you have built this dream life, like your everyday dream life. And whenever we launch any kind of endeavor, like that does take long nights and it takes away from the habits and it takes away from the things.
Yeah.
And so, but I think that's beautiful because it's like, if you haven't found that thing that you're willing to sacrifice those, you know, fun things for, or those certain habits or switch things around or sacrifice sleep, et cetera, then it's not the thing, right? Because you're not happily doing it.
Right.
And that's okay. And that's perfect. It's almost like, thank God that you have built all these habits, because now you have a stronger filter through all these ideas, rather than like, oh, this is great and this is great. It's like you have built such resilience within you that not anything will sway you in a certain direction. Like, it can seem attractive and can you do it? Absolutely. But is it for you? Perhaps not. And so I applaud you so much because like the discipline that you have built in the past 3 years since like 2020 of like building yourself, building your habits, building your mindset, building your life is now leading you to this intentional journey of that's not for me. And whenever I don't find that thing that fully I'm willing to sacrifice for, I'm not going to sacrifice my life for it either.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a really great point. And I think that is a part of the question mark is like, will I ever? Like, because I kind of want to. I kind of want to find that thing that I am willing to sacrifice for. And I do make sacrifices in other ways, but I'm talking like kind of an all in. I want this to work so bad. Like, I'm really inspired by women in like our generation that are starting brands, like physical product brands. They're launching products. They're starting active companies or supplement companies. Or like, there's this girl I follow who started a business where she has clients send her a mood board of like their ideal wardrobe from Pinterest. And then she goes shops for it secondhand and then sends them a box of all of her finds. And it's like, so that's fun. Freaking cool. You know, like,
yeah,
I'm so inspired by a lot of the businesses and creative endeavors that women in our generation are doing. And I'm like, okay, I've had moments of that in my life. And I'm kind of like, when will I stumble upon that, if that makes sense? So anyways, not anything like life or death, but it does like weigh on me. And it's something I think a lot about on the daily.
Absolutely. It's something that like your heart is called to, and until it's not like resolved or answered or something, it's like itching in the back of your head for a long time. And that's part of being a creative, but it's the true definition of being in between as a creative. You're like, my heart is yearning for it. And it's still, you know, I'm still discovering what it is, that specific thing that I want to pursue next.
Correct. Could not agree more. It definitely feels unresolved. But anyways, on to lighter topics. Summer. We're going to talk about summer for the rest of May. We hope that the rest of May brings you like summer prep. We're going to talk about summer intentions, summer routines, summer travel plans, and just kind of the vibe that we are trying to be intentional with as we enter into summer for the next 3 months. So today we're going to be digging into like our core intentions for the summer, as well as some things that we're going to be letting go of this summer because we just don't have space for it anymore in our brain. And we're tired of it making us feel insecure or like whatever it is. Like, what do you need to let go of this summer so that you can fully step into your intentions that you've set for the next 3 months? So let's start with the intentions, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay, so where do we want to begin? Which category do we want to begin with? Body?
We were just talking about this before the pod started, so that's why we're laughing. Yes, we can do that. I think when it comes to like summer intentions, so what we were talking about is like walking through different categories when it comes to setting your summer intentions, because it can be a little bit overwhelming, or perhaps it can be too broad to set the intention. So you take what fits. Perhaps some of these categories don't apply to your life, but maybe some of them do resonate. So when it comes to body, I think for me, summertime overall makes me want to be more active. The warmth, like the more sun, it's just like I want to be out. I want to be walking. I want to be shopping outside. I want to be like doing things, even if it's not specific like movement. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, summer brings more opportunities for like outdoor workout classes or joining walking clubs if you're in a city that offers that. And so being able to maybe step away from our everyday routines of I go to this studio every single week or I go to the gym every single week. What is a movement activity that you want to do this summer and invite into your summer activities that makes you excited? So for me, for example, I love kayaking and canoeing, and I haven't done that in probably 3 or 4 years. So that is an outdoor activity that, you know, has definitely some movement in it that I want to do as like a really long, quite a like 10, 12 miles, or I think the longest one we did was like 20. Yeah, it was like a whole day thing. From like morning to like sunset, you stop for lunch, you keep going, you stop again. Yeah, it was just like very, very chill. But that's something that I would love to do. And then just on an everyday basis, walking more. So I definitely want to start doing my morning walks. I think that last summer when I was doing my morning walks, I felt at my prime, like my circadian rhythm was, you know, on point. Yeah. I felt very balanced. I love getting that light exposure right away. And the winter is just not for me. I hated pushing through and like walking outside in the morning, and I just stopped doing it. So I'm excited to get back into that rhythm of walking outside more and enjoying that. So yeah, I think when it comes to body, like doing certain things like that. And I would also add defining what it is that I want my summer style to be. And cleaning out my summer wardrobe is something that's in my radar this next month of like, what is something that is not for me anymore? How do I want to dress and show up this summer? And trying to invite more kindness while I'm navigating that with my body as well.
Yes.
What about you?
As you were talking about the closet clean out, I'm like, should we do an in-between Instagram closet haul like sale?
Yes, I have so much.
I genuinely have so many things. I actually cleaned out my – I've been cleaning out my closet the last couple of weeks. Like when I have a free moment, I'll just like go in there and look at things and try some things on. And I have 2 laundry hampers full of clothes to sell. And then like whatever doesn't sell, I'll take to I always forget the name of it. It's like a resale shop that buys your clothes. I'm blanking on it. And then whatever doesn't sell from there, then I'll take it to Goodwill. But they're just so much work. But okay, well, let's put a pin in that and circle back. For some of my intentions for body this summer is definitely like I tried Pilates for the first time on Friday at Solid Core. And technically Solid Core is not Pilates. I feel like I have to say this. It's Pilates inspired. It is not true authentic Pilates, but it's Pilates inspired and it's freaking hard. I loved it.
Right?
It's like HIIT. It's almost like high intensity training, but Pilates style. Whereas Pilates is a lot more slow and like a lot more breaks, and it's more like yoga stretching, I have found. But loved it. So just like trying different movements this summer, and definitely more hot girl walks. Like, and I also feel like hot girl walks hits different in the summer because you're like literally hot and it's literally hot outside and you're hot as well. So I'm like, I'm going on a hot girl walk and it's like 90 degrees out already here in Houston. And I'm like sick, like, love
like I'm
it.
Glistening the entire time.
I am literally just glowing from the inside out. But that's been cool to like bump up my steps during the day. And then in terms of like being outside and movement-ish is going to the beach more. Matthew and I blocked off the first 2 Saturdays of June because we've been so busy that we haven't been to the beach. And I'm like, I am not going to start off like – I feel like summer to me is June. Like once June starts, it's summer. So yeah. I'm like, first weekend in June, we're going to the freaking beach. And I'm so excited. Like, we have our cooler and like all of our little accessories for the beach. And then taking Piper, going on walks, like playing fetch with her on the beach, and just having like that quintessential beach weekends, day trips too. It's only like an hour away from where we live. I am very much looking forward to that. Back to style. How would you, like, what are some of your intentions with your summer style?
I think overall I'm gravitating even more than the past few years towards linen. I just think it's so comfortable. It's nice and light. It's classy. Timeless. You can like dress up, dress down. And I feel like I will wear it many years from now as well. And like the few linen pieces that I had bought in like 2020, I still wear every summer. And so that to me is telling of kind of like that I'm gravitating more towards that. I bought three of those like silky or four of those silky scarves in Paris.
Yeah.
And I'm already gravitating towards them because they're so, A, they're cute. They can be dressed up or down, but also they're like the best for a really hot day. Like you don't feel like sticky and like warm, like your back is exposed. So it's nice like that. And it pairs really well with linen too. Mm-hmm. Like I love mixing those two textures together. So yeah, I think I'm leaning more towards like linen, pastels, I don't know, mixing. I love the European style and at the same time, probably throwing in a few like bold piece moments too.
Yeah. Agreed. Love the like tying a handkerchief in half or folding a handkerchief in half and as a triangle and like wearing it out as the top is so cute. For me, I would say like my style has evolved a lot over the last couple of years, especially in the last like 3 years-ish. And I still feel like my wardrobe is kind of coming back from that in a way where I'm like continuing to just get rid of and release styles and clothes that I just don't wear. And then making room for more of or just like less options. Like I don't even need to go buy more. I'm just paring down my choices where I'm like, just because I'm cleaning up my closet and doing a closet sale does not mean I need to go fill it with more stuff to like make up for what I sold. So that's like a whole thing. But I would say definitely continuing to lean into like my European style, lots of like pant, like light fabriced pants with cool like tank tops. I feel like I have a more masculine style, especially lately. Someone made a comment about, in like a loving way, they're like, yeah, I love your style. I noticed that like every single day in Paris, I noticed you wore a different suit. And I was like, yeah, I literally feel like I was like, I'm in Paris on business. I'm here for all my business meetings and all my suits. So
we did a TikTok with like a little recap of all the business outfits. Yeah, really we're incredible though. 10 out of 10.
And it's like my summer version of that is like, I am literally wearing it right now is like a vest, like a suit vest with shorts. And I have been kind of leaning into like some dresses, but I don't feel like I've nailed the dress style that I like on my body type. So I kind of want to nail that in this summer is like, what kind of dress do I like most? What feels most comfortable? What's like can be thrown on and look good, but can also be dressed up and like elevated and still look good. So I like items that can be worn casually or worn dressed up. That's like one of my criteria for a lot of what's in my closet. So yeah, anyways, there was a deep dive on style. Next.
We're passionate.
We are very passionate about this. What are some of your social summer intentions? With like being social.
This is
a social summer, I feel like.
It is very social.
You're making up for what 2020 and 2021 took from us.
Literally. Bus. Club. Yes. So in the past month, I have been more intentional about integrating double dates that I want to do and also like girl time. So there's people that I have connected with and now I'm reaching out more and being like, hey, do you want to grab coffee? Or like, let's go grab lunch together. Or there's one of my clients that just hired me for a session and I've shot for her quite a few times. We've connected so well every time. And I was like, hey, Thursday after your session, do you want to just grab dinner? And she was like, yes, let's do it. Aww. She listens to the pod too. So shout out to her if she listens to this. But I think that there's a lot of people that I've always connected to, gravitated to, and want to spend time with. But then it just kind of stays in this like elusive bubble of we should hang out sometime.
Yes.
So now it is in a goal setting, but also in a fun goal setting of spending more girl times and developing more of those female friendships that I've been curious about. So that's where my summer is leading towards. I have quite a bit of trips as well with work planned. Going back to Dallas in June, potentially two. Going to LA in July, and then potentially taking like an international trip in August, depending on different scenarios, either with my family or with friends. We'll see kind of what develops there. But my August is open. So I think like I would love to do an international trip in August. And then June and July are more like work trips.
Not me just like sitting here smiling. I'm like, August. Fun.
She is open.
Love that. Yeah. Okay. So I love that you like commented on there's this like intention of like wanting to be social, but then you're like, it sits in this like elusive bubble of like, we should hang out sometime. We should actually like get together. What do you think is like the next step to that where it's like, yeah, we should. Let's get out our calendars right now and schedule it. Yeah. Like, how do you move from we should hang out sometime, I like you, I like your energy, and I want to spend time with you, to like actually getting it on the calendar?
Absolutely. I think there's two ways to this. If you're chatting in person and you're like, oh my gosh, it's so great to see you, I would love to catch up, then like having a call to action on it and being like, hey, when are you free next? Like, is it next month? Is it 2 months from now? Because I get it. Like, there's times where you're traveling, things are happening, but just like set a date, pull your calendars out. And then on my end, like right now, there wasn't a specific like talking to someone one-on-one, but I did realize like, okay, love my boyfriend and I want to develop more friendships. And so I want to make that a goal for myself. And we're holding each other accountable on that every month of like, okay, which friend are you like developing more friendships with? And which friend are you, you know, doing that as well? And we're sacrificing some of our time together to do that. And so I just think about like, okay, so if I want to hang out with a girlfriend twice a month, which girlfriend do I want to reach out to this month to hang out with? Like perhaps one of them is a close friend that I want to get even closer with. And the other one is more like an acquaintance that I want to get to know more, and kind of ebb and flowing from it. But yeah, I think that there is a lot of people that I really care about or even close friends that I don't see as often. And I do have a very busy schedule, but I think that when you have a busy life, if you don't plan for it, even if it's once a quarter, then it's never going to happen. So if there's some kind of consistency that you can commit to, even if it's minimal, it's going to be so much better. Like in a year, you'll have 12 hangouts if you did it once a month, or 4 hangouts rather than 0. So that's more where I'm building up to. I'm starting with small and close by. And I think eventually I'd like to do that. I have a lot of my best friends that live far from where I live. And so trying to do that, build up to, okay, I'm going to visit a girlfriend like once a quarter or twice a year. I'm going to visit someone that lives far away from me and spend time with them. So I think you just got to plan for it and make it realistic too.
Yeah, agreed. I did this last, when was that? It was actually Monday morning at the gym with my friend Danielle. We were like, we need to get together. We need to get together. And then I was finally like, okay, let's get out our calendars right now at the gym and let's find a weekend. Because of our schedule, because of her schedule, like weekends are best, but then also weekends are when I'm most busy and I'm more open during the weeks. So it's like tough. So we found a weekend and like we put it in the calendar and we're looking forward to it and planning like and excited for it. And I think it's also something that gives you, you know, something to look forward to. And another caveat to that when you're planning your social summer is to be intentional about baking in rest days. So I'm never going to make plans Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I might make plans on Saturday night and then maybe something Saturday – sorry. I might make plans Friday night and then something for like Saturday during the day. But then Saturday afternoon and evening and all of Sunday, I'm not doing anything social. Or maybe we'll go do like a fun day trip all day on Saturday. But that means Friday and Sunday, they're open. Like they're just for Matthew and I. So I think that when you have all these intentions and you really want to be social and you want to – take trips and do little things with your friends, even if it's for a day or for an evening, those can also really add up financially and like for your energy. So be really mindful on like, does all these hangouts align with like my financial goals this summer? So, okay, if I have specific saving goals that I'm trying to be intentional about, how can I have everybody over for a movie night and everyone brings their favorite snack, but it's like more chill, you know, or like, let's go for a picnic and everyone brings their favorite like thing from the grocery store and we all just like chill and hang together versus like, let's go do things that cost a lot of money. And I mean, I think you can ebb and flow with that, but just something to keep in mind that when you are being social, it does not have to mean I'm spending a lot of money.
Absolutely. And I will add to that too on like the social part, but with a partner.
Sure.
Actually, like Nick and I just talked about how we would prefer to now spend less money on a weekly basis eating out and doing all these things because we want to take more trips. And so something has to give, right? So being able to even plan with your partner, like now we're getting more creative with the dates. And so it's like, okay, how can we do a picnic? Or we have a projector. So we're doing like projector movie night and we're cooking at the house and like we're kind of shifting things so that when we take a trip to 30A, we can like spend more on that, or we can plan a little bit more of a summer trip too that we want to take later on. So being able, like, just because we have the financial goals doesn't mean it has to stop. You can just adjust and get creative with that. Go for a walk together, go do something outdoors and take advantage of the weather to still do social things that won't hurt your budget or your goals either.
I love that. Yeah. I think it's like talking with your partner about what your goals are financially. And then I love how you're like, we are cutting this so that we can spend more here. I love that. Okay, another category around intentions is like your energy. Like what am I trying to say? Like what kind of vibe or energy do you want this summer to give to you? And like I'll answer this first because this like is very top of mind. Is like I want to feel connected and recharged. So I want to like feel like I'm really like making strong connections in my community. Matthew and I have several things this summer planned intentionally with our families. And then I also want to feel recharged. I want to feel like energized and like I want to go to the beach and I want to be in nature and I want to feel like recharged there. And I want to go on hot girl walks and like listen to podcasts with Piper. And I want to like do things that feel recharging to me, but also spend time with like people that give me energy as well. What about you?
I love that. I think for me, I want to feel alive and focused and grounded. So I think alive would maybe encapsulate everything the most. So I want to have like my morning routine be extremely exciting in the summertime. I want to have like those friendships be very fruitful, my relationship be very fruitful, feeling like I'm adventuring, I'm just having fun. I think so much of like being an adult, we can just stay in that serious note of like, what are all these goals I gotta hit? Yeah. And there's something so fun that summer itself brings that's lighthearted, that's just lay in the sun, like just be here and enjoy the people around you and the energy around you. And so I'm hoping to tap more into that of like, okay, I'm gonna feel this energy and I'm gonna be very productive and that makes me feel very alive. And equally, like being restful and being present and disconnecting and not thinking about my goals during my off time is equally making me feel as alive. And so the fruits, the food that I eat, I want to eat like more greens and more citrus fruits and all of that. I just think that there's so many layers to us that between nutrition and movement and goals and nature, that when you like combine them, it just can really bring so much life. And you kind of end that day with like, oh yeah, that was a good day. Like, I was focused, I was productive, I rested, I ate well, I feel nourished, I felt like I moved. That's what I want to feel every day.
I love that. The piece around like the foods as well, like it's corn season. I love corn.
Your favorite.
I literally was talking to my mom about this. I was like, well, the corn, you know, Shopman corn, like where they sell it by cruisers in at home. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I was like, will that be there like by the time that
I have actually never been to Cruisers.
Well, okay. That's okay. I think that's okay. But the corn, Shopman corn, is like a whole thing at home. And they ended up selling it, but it doesn't matter because the corn is the same. I'm in too deep here, but I love like how you can just get access to fresh food in season and like going to farmers markets and buying things like, yes. I'm really liking that in the city, is just having access to that. And then we're grilling a lot more. And I find that like grilling is healthy. Like you're grilling a protein and we're usually doing like veggie kebabs. And then we're doing some kind of like roasted potatoes. And it's just easy. It's delicious. It's perfect. So just like one, the green juices, and then also going to more farmers markets and getting like fresh food and then going home and making it instead of buying everything from the grocery store. I feel like it's like definitely my vibe this summer. It's like, I want to have a cute little canvas tote and I want to go to the farmers market and I want to get all my ingredients and I want to make everything fresh from the earth.
We cannot wait. She is in her gardening, fresh juice, farmer's market era. We love it.
Oh my gosh. There was something else I was going to ask you around like intentions. Oh, what are your creative summer intentions? Like, how do you want your creativity to shift or unlock or be nurtured this summer?
Okay, I think that I've mentioned this on the pod quite a bit, but I think summer is going to be the season, and that's something I've been wanting to do for like this year, is painting and sketching and drawing. Okay. And so I really would love to tap more into that. I think now that the sun is setting later, being able to just go outside, go to the like by the lake and just sit and sketch a little bit and draw, or even just right outside my house, like be able to paint more. That's definitely something that I want to, that I've been craving for a long time and I've been neglecting it. But I think that summer, just the days are longer and it's going to allow for that. So I'm excited. I just want to like do something with my hands and not feel the pressure to sell, to market, to do anything, but just for me, just for kicks. So yeah. What about you?
That's a good question. I've thought about potentially taking some cooking classes. I think that would be really fun. There are a couple of restaurants in Houston that do like different cooking class series. So like a part of the restaurant or just different like cooking schools that will do summer series. And I think that I would like to find something that maybe like it's a 3 or 4 class series and you go every week. I think that would be really fun. Just to like be with my hands, like you said, learn something new, meet people. I think that sounds like really invigorating. And like, I don't know, I also feel like that's something that I wouldn't normally do anymore. It sounds like something I would have done in the past. And I kind of like bringing more of that. Let's sign up for like a class, like a series, and like commit to like this workshop. And I think that would be really fun.
I love that. I could totally see you taking that. You love to cook so much.
Yeah.
And even whenever we travel, you're always like, you know, looking at the restaurant, the recipes, and like, oh, I could totally make this at home, you know?
So I am excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what you learn. I feel like you also like to tackle complex recipes. I do. Whenever you're like in the mood for it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that having like a chef and the whole experience of a class is going to be really fun and challenging in a non-stressful way for you.
I agree. And I think I like the idea of like committing to something, even if it's just for a couple of weeks, instead of it being like a one-off thing. And I think that's like whenever you're trying to build a hobby or like you're trying to actually immerse yourself into something new, into a new skill, sometimes going to like a singular class is helpful and it can be like, yeah, I like that. But there's something about signing up to like, I know that at the Workman Center where we live, where I used to live, they used to do like a dance series. So like sign up for dance classes for 6 weeks or 8 weeks. And it's like this really cool commitment to learning something over time versus like, okay, this hobby, I did it once and that was fun. And then you don't necessarily like do it again. And I think like a series is a great way to hold yourself accountable to learning a new skill.
I love that. I can't wait. If you need me to come out there and try everything you learn, happy to do so.
I will. I'll be happy to cook cool recipes for you. I got an immersion blender for my birthday as well. Do you know what that is?
No, but I love how many kitchen gadgets you got for your birthday.
I am seriously becoming like a kitchen gadget person. We need to like reorganize our kitchen. That's actually something I'm doing this summer as well, as like intentions in the home. How long have I been talking about doing something with my office? Tell me. How long have I been talking
about
it?
Since you moved there.
So a year. Could you believe that next month is our 1 year anniversary of living here?
No, it feels, I mean, sometimes it feels like it's been a long time. And then sometimes it feels like it's been like 6 months.
Yeah, I feel that as well. I feel that as well. But yeah, this June will be a whole year and my office is still like sad. And I think I find it so overwhelming. So I think I'm going to turn the office into like a hobby. I'm trying to reframe every organizational project into how can I turn this into like a hobby or a fun activity instead of like it needs to be perfect and aesthetic and beautiful. It can just like be a work in progress. So those are my like creative intentions for the summer.
I love that. I can't wait to see how you pull it together, because I feel like there's been quite a few trips this past year that you have drawn inspiration from and you're like, oh, that is like in my office, or like I love the moodiness of it, or there's certain elements that you've drawn inspiration from. So I'm excited to see how your creativity brings all of it together.
Thanks, girl. Me too. Well, as you are thinking about your summer intentions, either journal, talk about them with a partner, but walk into this next season with an element of like, okay, I do have choices. I have control over how I want to spend my time this summer. And even if you have a big family, or you have, maybe your summer already feels busy. Maybe you already are like, hey, every weekend in June, I'm booked. Maybe that's you. How can you insert some of your intentions outside of those commitments? So maybe you're busy on the weekends, but how can you infuse more joy or groundedness or movement during the week that actually makes you happy? So that when you get to the weekends and you are busy, you feel filled. You feel like, okay, I'm actually rested and I'm ready to like be here this weekend and be present with you because I took care of myself during the week. So if that's you, walk into this next season with thinking about how you can make choices that really align with how you want to be spending your time in the summertime.
Absolutely. I cannot wait to hear all about it. Please share with us too what intentions you might have on Instagram, and hopefully this refreshed you on all your intentions. And that way at the end of the summer, you can look back and be like, dang, I got the most out of that season, rather than, wow, that, you know, summer flew by and I didn't get to do what I wanted to do. So we hope that this was helpful for you. If you want to connect with us on Instagram, it is inbetween.pod. You can also connect with me at Astra Johanna Photo.
or me at Alexis Tyke Miller. And if you're feeling really generous, we would love for you to rate us on Spotify or iTunes, leave us a review on whatever podcast player you're tuning in from. We so appreciate this community that we're building with you, and we will see you next week.